Emergency Protection Order. This court order is in place to protect children from significant harm. Significant harm means your child is at risk of physical, emotional, sexual abuse or neglect. Neglect means you find it hard to care for your child's health, their home, or keep them safe from harm. Who can apply? Anyone can apply to the court for an emergency protection order if they are worried that a child is in danger. It could be a family member who is concerned that your child is in danger. Most applications to court are made by children's social care. What is it? An emergency protection order is only made if a judge believes that your child is at risk of immediate and significant harm. An emergency protection order gives children's social care some parental responsibility. This means children's social care have the right to take your child into care or another place of safety, stop you taking your child home if your child is in danger, tell you what contact you will have with your child. The court will sometimes order a person to leave your home if your child is in danger. This happens so your child can stay safe at home. This is called an exclusion requirement. It can only be done if you agree. Children's social care usually tell you when they are asking for an emergency protection order, but sometimes, in very serious cases, they do not have to tell you. This could happen if there has been a threat to harm your child, or if you have said that you will run away with your child. How long will it last? Children's social care must review what is happening each day to make sure that you and your child are not separated for longer than is needed. An emergency protection order can last for 8 days. Sometimes the court can be asked to extend this for another 7 days. Can I have it stopped? You can ask the court to look at the decision again within 72 hours if you have parental responsibility, you were not told about the hearing, you did not attend the court hearing. If you disagree with the emergency protection order, it is important that you speak to your solicitor for advice.